Hello, people. Welcome to another episode of the Alternative F1 Podcast. Catch up from all things F1. I am your host again, Andre Dixon. I'm joined by, as per usual, Ash, my wing woman. And then also we have a special guest, Liv Blackson, who is a content creator and all things F1 fashionista from the, obviously, world of F1. How are you?
I'm good. You didn't say my name right, but it's fine. I'm well. How are you?
for the purpose of the podcast, can you say your name properly?
Liv Blankson.
Same thing, innit? Liv Blankson is with us. She wants to be fussy about her surname. Get me to do it correctly. But
you should.
Right. Okay. Let's get to catching up with all things F1. We've pretty much been everywhere collectively. We've been to premieres, we've been to Monaco, we've been to, other things, So before we get into all the stuff that's happened just recently, obviously race-wise, Liv, I want you to first of all tell people a bit about yourself. And then tell people about like some of the stuff you've got to do, which is like some of the cool things, which is obviously F1 Academy, that the premiere that just came out on Netflix. You was there, so tell us a little bit about what you've been getting up to.
Where do I start?
What, from the top?
how long have you got?
So tell us, like, obviously, first of all, you got to, which a lot of people are envious of. You got to meet Lewis Hamilton, or you got to see Lewis Hamilton at the unveiling. You got to go to Ferrari, you got to go to Maranello.
Yeah.
To see, obviously the unveiling kind of media week for Ferrari. Tell us what that was like.
Yeah, that was, it was the partnership between Puma and Ferrari, their 20th of speed. So it was kind of Lewis's first big event for Ferrari as well. It was pretty breathtaking. We did a factory tour of Ferrari. We weren't allowed to really film or kind of say much of the information, but yeah, I mean, it's just out of this world. It's a career highlight, to be fair.
That was like, tell us about, like, what it's like being there, because that's something definitely on mine and Ash's tick list, to go to Ferrari's headquarters.
Yeah, well, I'm surprised you haven't been there.
No, because I'm McLaren and I'm loyal. That's why.
not even starting, but you still want to go to Ferrari?
No, I just want to go to Spy. That's why I went.
Okay,
there goes my invite ever.
Literally. No, it's just so wild, like, how passionate every single person in that area is about Ferrari. Like, it's in their blood. It's just like everywhere you look, everywhere you turn, it's Ferrari something this, Ferrari something that. It's insane. But it just feels like all one big family themselves, and it is really nice. It's really special, and obviously it's such a historical team that it just, I think, even if you're not a Ferrari fan,
I wish them well. Everyone kind of roots for Ferrari.
Exactly.
Even if you don't root for Ferrari, you kind of root for it.
Yeah, not,
so. They are cool. They are extremely cool. And also the fact, Ash, like, when Ash is hasn't made her debut in the paddock yet, but it will come. It will come soon. Now, Ash, what happens when you're in the paddock is that every team, majority of the teams, are like, have got influencers, or they've got celebrities going in and out of the garages. There's a lot of activities there. Not at Ferrari. Ferrari is, it's closed door. There's like maybe two people standing there at the door, so you can't even see in properly.
Yeah.
And it's like, we are not interested in you.
I mean, I did go in the garage.
I know, this is what I'm saying. I want to know what it's like. You've gone behind the red iron curtain.
Yeah.
So tell us what that was like.
I mean, it was during the Abu Dhabi race. So kind of hectic, of course.
So you've been with Ferrari like a few things now.
Yeah.
Look at this. Look, look, look how the other half live.
Ferrari and McLaren, but I haven't just been in Monaco, so.
Yeah. It's not about me. So tell us, so what are the team like? Is there, are they like, heavy on the take these pictures, do this, do that, or is there like rules, like
Not
do
at
not
all.
mess up at
Yeah,
all?
I'd say it's more the opposite. Like, it's quite conservative and kind of strict with what you can take and content-wise. But I like that. It's kind of, what's the word? Like, incognito. It's exclusive. So
I this makes me more and more interested
yeah,
in
exactly.
everything that's happened.
That's
Like
the point.
the fact that you're being so coy about stuff
I know. I'm
makes
trying to.
me.
Don't want to say too
But
much.
I know you're looking not to get banned, and I'm looking to for you to get banned so I can take your place.
You have to be a Ferrari fan if you want to take my
No,
place,
I wish
okay?
them well. I'm an ally, but my boys come first. Oscar, Lando
Same.
come
They just
first.
all
Now
come in.
you're just a merch queen. That's what you are.
Fine.
Now,
They all come in a line.
Ash is another one who loves her merch. Now, Ash, just we're gonna get through all the silly nonsense. So if you're listening, you're F hardcore F1 fan. This ain't the one for you. This is we're not gonna do
Wrong
some hardcore
one.
analysis of the tires, tire degradation, and how the strategies and all that stuff. You're not getting anything sensible here. You're
We
getting
should do that for Monaco though, because
whoa.
strategy.
Well, I haven't got a problem with that. So, but we are going to get to Monaco
Okay.
very, very quickly. So Ash, just a light question here. Who has the best merch for you as an outsider with no dog in the fight? Now, I think the two top teams. I'm going to give you. Let's narrow it down. Love you, V Carb, but you won Miami,
They've got work to do.
but they got work to do,
Yeah.
right? Okay, Red Bull, no,
No.
right? Okay, so we're going into two teams. Let's just be. Oh, actually, no, Mercedes is up there.
Well, I'll wait till you finish and then
Okay,
that's.
all right. I would say the two top teams for apparel, and we're just talking about apparel, is McLaren and Ferrari. Right. Okay. Are you
Yeah.
agreeing before Ash makes her decision?
Of course I agree. That's literally what most of my content He knows what he's
What
doing anyway. He knows what he's doing.
the fuck? Okay. So we are we happy to give, Ash
Floor.
these two
I
choices?
mean, she's currently wearing a McLaren hat, so I feel like
Exactly.
slightly biased.
Yeah. For those who
Slightly biased.
can't see.
But I'm actually going to say Ferrari's got the better
Well,
fares.
a second. Now you just like wait. Hold a second. We don't need to just jump in there.
There was
We
no
can,
tension. I jumped.
we can just wait for a second before we start saying these things. Right now, if you bear in
Me some like
mind,
vintage Ferrari.
yes,
Absolutely love it.
so good, so good.
The jackets, stop it. I mean, like, tell you what.
what like the
Yeah.
one that Liv is wearing currently right now.
No, Ferrari.
Oh, sorry, my bad.
Yeah, got a red
I
leather
will.
one. It's amazing.
Yeah.
Oh, see, that's yeah. You can't go wrong, and it's so iconic. And Dre, I always say to you as well, like, regardless of whether you're an F1 fan or not, everybody knows Ferrari. Everybody knows kind of the old greats and stuff, past and present drivers who've kind of driven for them and everything. Don't get me wrong. I love a bit of McLaren. I love the papaya. I love kind of the fits and stuff and the modern stuff that they've been coming out and stuff the last couple of years. But yeah, I mean, if I could choose one, it's got to be Ferrari every day over McLaren. It's just so iconic.
You see,
That's why
this
it's
is
just iconic.
when you're hearing this, McLaren people, please just bear this in mind that I've stayed loyal. I've stayed loyal and true to you in both
Yeah, you
merch
really want to go
and
into the
drivers.
Ferrari garage.
I just want to spy. That's what I want to do.
Ain't getting in out.
Just get to some of the sensible stuff that we are here to talk about. So one of the things we're going to chat about is the build up about Monaco before we start bitching and moaning about the race, because I'm getting, that grinds my gears about Monaco, that people expect it to be something else than it is. Do you get what I mean?
I feel like people know what it is, though.
No, I
It's
know,
always
but
going to be like
all right, let's just get to that first of
that.
all, right? Okay, anyway, but I just before I was lucky enough to be able to, be flown out to Monaco by my lovely McLaren family, and I got to speak to both Oscar and Lando before, obviously, the race where
I was very
my
jealous.
boy Lando won. Comeback. Don't call it a comeback.
No, he deserved it. He deserved that.
I said to him, especially in the content, if you want to check out on Dre365, if you don't know who I am already, you can see my little chat with Lando. And then one of the things I definitely mentioned to him, both off camera and on camera, is that he just seemed chill. He
Yeah.
seemed a lot more like, relaxed. And I
Yeah.
think he's made some definitely changes in life. Obviously, one of them is prominent and to be seen. Obviously, his girlfriend was there.
Yeah.
Salute for that, bro. Now, but I feel that like the whole McLaren camp seemed very chill, very comfortable. If you do what you're supposed to do, then one of us will win. So it's not, they're not really worried about other people, not in an arrogant way, but it's just more so they know they've got
They've
the
got the best
car.
car, yeah.
They know they have everything in their hands. So therefore, and also I feel like, I just took the lead from Zach, like that I saw talking and hanging around. Like there wasn't any stress there at all. Whereas like I've been around other teams and there's like tension there.
Panic, yeah.
Yeah. And like Ferrari, for example, like, there's like pressure there. So anyway, salute to them for that. Obviously, you can have a look on Instagram and if you want to see the whole interview.
I really enjoyed that, by the way. It was a really good interview.
Thank you very much. I
And I was
appreciate that.
very, very jealous.
I did, you know what? I do try to talk some sense. But obviously it's difficult with Lando because me and him always joke around
Yeah,
left,
we're
right,
best
and
friends.
center. Yeah. So we start talking about who's lost more weight. And it's clearly me.
What a journey. You're on a journey.
He wanted me to mention to make sure that everyone knows that he's lost weight as well. And it showed because the car was flying.
I
So that's
mean,
exactly what
yeah.
happened. So salute to him too.
Are they going to make you a race suit yet?
Yeah. Right, let's get to Monaco.
Yeah.
Because everyone's moaning about Monaco being boring, being a procession. Obviously, we had a new rule change in there to you had to have two compulsory pit stops. Now, I'll come to Ash first because we've been yapping. Ash, as a viewer that's not influenced by the lights and shiny stuff of Monaco, that and all the super yachts and the parties and all those other things, just as a race, well, quali and race, what was your view?
I kind of think any kind of Formula One, I was about to say NFL fan, any Formula One fan kind of knows what Monaco is. They know it's like the tightest track. It's like, and I always say to people, especially like, and especially when I first started watching F1 as well, I think I just knew straight away, whatever grid position happens after qualifying is kind of going to be, the end results anyway, because it's so difficult to overtake. It's just like, to put it in basic terms, it is the tightest track and it's so difficult. Say if you're starting, I don't know, in seventh position and stuff, to kind of work your way up the track, it is so difficult to do. The rule change I thought was interesting though. I mean, obviously having to drive on three different sets of tires, which ultimately means like two pit stops and everything. And I think it was like, was it Vicarb and Williams? They managed to get both drivers and stuff into the top 10, strategic driving, all of this and everything. But so many people are upset about it. So many people feel underwhelmed about the whole race. And I just kind of thought, oh, it's Monaco. But like, what else can you kind of really do about it? And I was having a look afterwards, just kind of what people were saying online and stuff. And there's like a massive online almost petition for them to try and change the track. And I mean, Monaco's like not huge at the end of the day. How are they going to go about it and stuff? But I think I kind of don't really understand why people are so upset. I don't know about the whole Monaco Grand Prix situation and stuff. But maybe something does need to change just to kind of make it more exciting and more thrilling without having to put like a safety car on the track and stuff as well. But yeah, I mean, what else can you really say? I mean, what did you guys think about it?
Liv, I'll let you go.
Yeah, I mean, I kind of agree. There isn't a lot you can do with it. I always find that qualifying is more interesting, and you just kind of know as an F1 fan that Monaco race weekend, all the action happens in quali, and that's fine because it's a bit different to the rest of the weekend. And I don't think there's anything wrong with that. It's one of the most iconic circuits. And yeah, I've also seen the stuff about kind of changing it a bit, and I just think that would be a bit odd, like changing the track layout. But I found this fine. It was a bit messy, I can't lie, with the two pit stops. I think it could work, but they need to kind of probably fine tune it a bit. Like maybe in the first kind of 10 laps, they have to do one pit stop. So there's like time limits in like lap time, wait, number of laps when they have to do a pit, because otherwise
That would work.
there was so much game playing going on, and you kind of everyone was holding each other up, and obviously Red Bull then had an advantage because they've got four cars on the grid. So I don't know. I think it needs tightening a bit, but I get what they were trying to do, and I think I like that they're trying to kind of innovate it a bit more and make it more interesting, but it just wasn't quite there yet.
I would say this. Monaco is one of those races that it's more than just the race. It's the whole occasion. So, you know, pretty much the race is not always, unless someone makes a mistake, but it's pretty much done on the Saturday. So wherever you land on Saturday, maybe, unless someone's going to make a mistake, which it happens, you know, because obviously, you know, it's a very difficult, you know, just getting a cab around it is like tight, you know, corners and things like that. I can't even imagine driving their speeds around that and just knowing what's coming on each corner. It's ridiculous. So I think some of the things that I hear, it annoys me because I just think you're taking away from the sheer skill about driving those cars, big, massive cars, you know, just around that track at that speed without crashing. One, two, there have been some overtakes, you know, maybe they do need to. And also, there's another thing as well. When you come out of the tunnel, I won't say the name of it because I always get it wrong. But when you come out the tunnel, you're temporarily blinded for like a millisecond. So it's like a flat. It's almost like someone's flashed something in your eyes, and you still got to keep that speed and then quickly to, you know, take that corner. So I just think that the skill of the actual drivers should be respected, you
Yeah,
know.
I agree.
And to be honest with you, like I think people are just lately finding things to moan about, like, you know, Suzuka, people moaning about that. You know, so it's just like, at the end of the day, there's going to be cars that are going to pull off. There's going to be tracks that are going to be harder to overtake. They're going to, but Monaco is one of those things that it's like more than just a race. It's,
It's
and
the
it's
whole experience, isn't it?
exactly. And this is where I was going to come to you guys on this important question, which you may use as a clip. But I'm going to ask you guys this. Has Miami, from a glamour point of view, because obviously both of those races people moan about anyway, but it's mo these races are more than just obviously, you know, just what's on the track. It's everything off track. It's the glamour. It's the celebrities that come around. The influencers. Which one has the lead? Now, I think at the moment I'm leaning towards Monaco, because obviously the history of it, but I think that Miami is catching up now. I'm going to give a shout out to the guys at the Red Flag Podcast, because I've actually got this from them when they're speaking to Gunter, and Gunter said that Miami is definitely catching up when it comes to prestige and, you know, actors and actresses and all those other people coming. But for you, if you have to choose one to go to, which one are you choosing?
Yeah, it's Monaco, of course. It's always been Monaco.
Really?
Always.
Still more than Miami?
Yeah, 100%. There's no question in that.
Do you see it in Miami catching up though?
No. I just don't think it comes close to it. If you're an actual like motorsport fan, like
Right.
you said, the history of it,
Well, say if
nothing.
you're not a hardcore motorsport fan.
Then if you just want the vibe and
Yeah,
the
for vibes, which track is king of
I mean,
vibes?
I can't, as someone who hasn't been, I've been to both of them, but not the races.
Okay.
So I can't speak
That's
for the
fine.
races,
That says it
but
all.
I would still pick Monaco, I think.
For vibes.
It depends what vibes you want.
Right.
Like, I don't know how to explain it, but
Okay.
it's just,
Break down each one.
okay. Miami is just like sheer sunset party. Vibe, and then Monaco is more like prestige, kind of regal, a bit more put together, but then still parties happen.
Are you saying that the classier one out of the two is Monaco?
Yeah.
Right. Yeah, just bear that in mind, Monaco.
It's
What's on Miami?
real principality. I mean, like, of course it is gonna be
They
classier.
got Pitbull. Right, Ash,
Pitbull's a classy man.
which one to go to? You're going VVVVVIP. Which one are you going to, Monaco or Miami?
You know what? I'm gonna have to say Monaco as well, but I've got a reason behind this. So Monaco is old school money. I mean, you've got billionaires, oligarchs, people on yachts who just rock up. They don't even have tickets. They just rock up to go to the event because it's a place to be seen, whether you like F1 or not, but it is so rich and deep in history. Whereas Miami, it's more like new age money. It's kind of where the parties happen. It's where you also want to be seen, but it's new age money. You wouldn't get the same kind of maybe high-end caliber of people that you do get at Monaco than you would get at Miami, like really high up, really like VVVIPs. Not just actors, singers, influencers, anything like that. I'm talking about like the business owners, those types of people. So Miami and Monaco, they're so wildly different. They really are. I mean, they're both elegant, both glamorous, but different types of glam and different types of fun and stuff. Like I could go to Miami and I could get away with so much more things over there than than I would do at Monaco and vice versa. But I think, yeah, if you do kind of want that rich, old school money history kind of vibe, like regal, like what you said and stuff, definitely Monaco. But then if you kind of just want that party atmosphere, you want to see a couple of celeb spotting, all of that, then definitely Miami is your one. But I think for me first, I choose Monaco over Miami.
I think the super yachts just pinch
They
it for
steal the
me.
deal.
But Miami is Miami. Like, I think that you got to. I think is
You
I
know what you're getting in Miami.
you're catching up in Miami. That I definitely feel, but it's just obviously the traffic side. I'm not really feeling that side. But
Yeah, but
like,
just jump on a yacht.
no, not for Monaco. Monaco, there's like you haven't got to really deal with that. But like in Miami, you definitely have to factor the traffic in there. But it's getting a lot better. But it's just quite interesting that I think that a
Such a
lot of
first
people,
world problem.
a lot of the, yeah,
Oh, gotta deal with the
where we
traffic.
live, I can't help it. What am I supposed to do? Talk about world famine?
What an issue. Gotta deal with the traffic in
Very
Miami. Oh.
cancelled. Cancelled straight away. This is first world problems from a first world podcast. That's where we are.
Legit, legit.
All right. Let's go through some of the little bits of news that happened there. I'm going to make a statement here. I think that Lewis Hamilton should change his engineer because it ain't working. It's not working. Like from the time that he's saying, "Is there a problem? Are you angry with me?" Like, what the hell? Like, this is Ferrari have to make a change when it comes to that. It's just not working. Liv?
Yeah, I mean, I was gonna say it's still pretty early in the season, but I feel like they've had enough races now to kind of pick up on whether they're gelling, and there's just some miscommunication there. It's just for some reason they're not aligning. And I think that's been a real big factor in how Lewis has been racing and how comfortable he's felt as well. Because you see the kind of how easy and kind of flowing it is between Charles and his engineer, and then comparing the two, it's just wild.
So Ash, if you're if you're the team principal for Ferrari, would you make a change?
Yeah, I mean, we're deep now into the season, aren't we? I think we had this conversation quite early on, Dre, you and me and George, when we were chatting about Lewis and Ferrari and kind of how I think a lot more people expected him to do better, I think, straight off the bat. But we were just like, you know what? It's only a couple of races in. He's still finding his feet, getting to know his team and stuff. You've got to allow for all of that and everything. But I think now we're quite far into the season now, and it's just something isn't vibing, something isn't clicking and stuff. So, I mean, if I'm the boss, sorry, I'm a cat. If I'm the boss with
You're a
you know,
professor.
oh yeah, I'd make the change. I would, yeah, without a doubt. And there's going to be people out there who are just like, oh, just leave it be. It hasn't been long enough, blah, blah, blah. It's been long enough. Make the change.
All right, okay, let's move on to VCarb. Now, I'm gonna jump out now and anoint Isaac Hadjar as the rookie of the year. I'm doing it right now. I'm
Everyone
giving
should have
him
that.
the award now.
Of course.
No, but you still got Kimmy. Kimmy's still.
It's Isaac's leagues above.
We. Whoa!
Yeah.
Wait a minute. So
I
you.
also followed them
Okay, I like
both.
that.
Same cars. Same cars.
Yeah.
You'd say that
Yeah.
Isaac Hadjar would beat.
I mean, I watched them both in F2 as well, and I was a fan of Isaac then, and I thought he was better. So, just saying.
See, for those who think influencers don't know their stuff, Liv shows you. She's hardcore. She watches every
I
race.
do watch all the
F2,
F1. One step
baby, yeah.
away from being a marshal and helping out.
Do you know what? I actually considered it the other
You're
day.
gonna do
You
it.
know when we went to that Driven by Us talk, and there was a marshal speaking there, and I was like, seems kind of fun, you
You
know.
know you can't have your phone out.
I
You
know.
can't be taking selfies while you're
Maybe I should like reinvent the marshal.
there. Okay, already you're disqualified from getting it. Right, okay. Are you guys in agreement? So Liv is in agreement. Ash, are you with me? Are we giving the award already now to Isaac, or you
No.
gonna wait? You're gonna wait.
I mean, I'm going to wait. There's a good couple of names on that list. I mean, Isaac, great. He's doing some great things. But I mean, Kimmy's kind of still there as well. And I was a big fan of him at the start of the season. Before season started as well, I was kind of rooting for him. And I did my predictions before the start of the season as well. And I put Kimmy's name down on the rookie of the season as well. So I'm going to have to stick to my guns and just wait for a bit longer. But these young guys, I mean, they're proving themselves to be really great this season, and I can't think of like another year where I've been totally impressed by kind of like all the rookies coming in. So yeah, I mean, for me personally, I'm going to give it a little bit longer. But I do have to appreciate like these guys are absolutely like storming it. So yeah, it's going to be exciting to see who actually gets it at the end of the season.
I mean, I think the best rookie before this season was like when Oscar came in, and Oscar just was just so consistent as he still is now. He's
Yeah.
the only one that I've seen come in and just be great
Dominate, yeah.
from the start. So, but now he's got competition for rookies. Well, not that he's a rookie now, but you know what I mean.
Nah, yeah, he's a vet now.
He is. He
So,
is Mr. Consistent,
well,
obviously.
on that now, I'm gonna ask you this. Now, the winds have changed. If you can hear it, the winds of change have happened. Now, I'm asking you guys this, and I'm not gonna try to influence your decision in any formal way. Is Lando Norris now the front runner for the World Drivers' Championship?
You ask me first.
Yeah, I'm asking you, Liv, first. I'll go with you first because I know Ash is a hater, so I don't even need to look at the screen because I know she's hating.
He's not the front runner, but he's definitely in the running. But I think Oscar is still the front runner, I have to say it. He is just, I just, as I said before, he is Mr. Consistent. I just feel like he's so reliable. He always has results. Like Lando, I mean, I feel like Lando's now, like you said, he's calmer. Sorry. But he has been a bit up and down, and I would have been a bit more worried with him. Whereas Oscar, I'm just always like, he's gonna smash it. You just feel safe with Oscar.
Ash, let me come to the hater corner.
Not a hater. I'm really not a hater. I mean, I love Lando. Big fan. Well, but yeah. I am. That came out like really sarcastically. Big fan. No, I think Oscar's got something that Lando doesn't have this season. Like, Oscar just seems like mentally in a better place than like Lando does. Like, Lando just, every time something doesn't go his way, or every time like he, I don't know, gets P3 instead of P2 or something, he always just seems like so stressed and annoyed. Whereas I think Oscar just has that aura of just being a bit more chilled, a bit more calmer. Who knows what's going on inside his head, but just the way he's presenting himself, Oscar's kind of got something in the bag and stuff this year. Lando's still like you guys have both said and stuff. Lando's definitely still in the running and stuff. But with the way things are going, Oscar, like he's always in the conversation every single week.
Always.
And it's kind of, and you know what? It's actually really nice to see. And I think it's really nice as well to see that bit of competition in McLaren as well, because I hope it gets to a point where like we've got to flip a coin. And it's either going to be Lando or Oscar who's going to win and everything. That would be so exciting. But yeah, at the moment, Oscar over Lando. But there's still a good couple of them in the mix.
I love
So
them
don't you
both.
worry, Drake.
I love them
Your boy's
both.
still there.
I love them both. They're both
Yeah.
my brothers.
Oh,
However,
all right.
I'm just
Lando's
I
your
don't want
son.
anyone to be writing off Lando
No,
because you know
he's
what?
definitely
He's
not.
in
I'm not
it.
writing him off. I'm just saying, like, mentally, and you can see it, just even like as a fan, just watching it and everything, and kind of like watching press conferences afterwards, like media and everything, even like online on socials. I think you can just see that, like, just yeah, just I don't even know how to describe it, but just like Lando just needs to, I don't know, be a bit more relaxed. I don't know what the right
Just really
term to
hard on
use
him.
is, but
Well, he
yeah,
is now because he
really
had
hard
the
on him.
hard launch of his relationship with his girlfriend.
Yes.
So therefore, my boy is showing growth.
After all speculation.
All the speculation, he's put it to bed.
Yeah.
He's like, "Don't watch me. Like, you know, watch other people.
Yeah.
Don't worry."
Hopefully that can bring him
Funny.
to
He's
more.
in there with the parents. I
Yeah.
love that. Love
Oh,
that. It's,
love seeing his
you
parents.
know, I'm just trying to angle for some type of invite for the wedding when it happens. I don't have to be seated. I just have to have reception. I'll be happy with reception. Just
Yeah. Yeah,
something.
Drake, can I tell you right now, you will get like the evening invite.
Well, the last
An
ones.
after.
Yeah, as long as I'm in there. Like, even if I'm in there with
It'll
the
go into
people
the whole
that see
day.
Well, from that press interview the other day, it sounds like he's thinking of the future. Did you watch that when they were talking about the future and then mentioned having kids and stuff?
that's what I'm talking about. See, my boy, I'm telling you,
Little things we don't know that
listen,
Charles
let me tell
knows.
you something. You know what? I'm just gonna say this before we wrap. It's no coincidence that anytime I get a longer time to talk to my boy, he doesn't win straight after that. I'm just saying that I'm part of that whole thing. So I should have been on that podium too.
You're saying he doesn't win after
No,
that.
he wins. It's no coincidence. It happens. They bring in the big gun.
Ray the lucky charm.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. Mascot. Team mascot. All right, let's go into Spain. Not too much over analysis on it, but who have you got as your one, two, and three, Ash, before we go?
Oh, you know what, guys? I was having a little think about this. I kind of think Max has got to come back into the loop at some point, and he loves a bit of Spain. He's got the fastest, I think, the fastest lap record in Spain as well. I kind of think he comes back. I don't think he's going to win though, but I think he might come in Q like P3, sorry. But I think we've got another McLaren 1-2. I'm going to go Oscar 1, Lando 2, Max 3.
Live.
Mine's kind of similar, but it was, yeah, McLaren 1-2 again, but Charles 3. I want to put Charles there.
Oh wow, you know what? That's it. You're just feeling guilt because you want to stick in there with them because you know Silverstone's coming and you want to go to the Ferrari hospitality. I know your games. I know it.
Okay, you want to go to Ferrari Hospitality.
No,
I
I
don't.
don't. I
You
am
just said it.
happy being where I am.
I
Yeah,
just like
you voice that louder, Dre.
I'm food at home. We got food at home. That's what I am.
They're both my home. So
Oh,
why say
yeah,
that? Like
look at this. Look at this.
you don't have to pick. You don't have to pick
I
one.
do. I ain't got invited by both.
Like V Club though.
That's family. That's like a cousin. All right. Okay. I'm gonna go with. So you're going with. Yeah,
I don't know which order.
come on.
Okay. No,
Get off that
I'm
fence.
gonna say Oscar, Lando,
Oh,
Charles.
you see, you cowards. Right. I'm gonna go with. No, no, Oscar. I'm gonna go with Lando, then Oscar. I don't know about Charles seem fast though. All right, I'm gonna go with Charles. I'm gonna go with because he seemed fast.
Oh,
But
so now
that's
straight
not me
Charles is three.
pandering.
Now you feel bad.
And then Isaac Hadjar is gonna get fifth.
I see that, you
I'm
know.
gonna put that out there.
I
I'm
see
putting it
it.
out there.
I see it.
I'm putting it out there. All right, okay. Thank you, Liv, for visiting. I really appreciate it. And me butchering your surname, despite the fact we've known each other for a little while now,
Yeah.
yet again.
It's been how long has it been now?
Yeah, I know, but I don't say your surname every 2 minutes, do I? I'm gonna start doing that.
Shame on you, Drive.
Thank you, Liv. We love you. And Liv, I'm gonna get Liv to come back next week and the week after, and moving forward every week because we love her. That's why.
Oh, I love you too. Thanks.
Big love, Ash. We will catch you guys next week where we'll see who won and is the king of Spain. Catch you guys next week. Peace.